Will the promises be kept? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As you've heard, a whole new tax law is coming. But will the reality match the promises? One promise, for example, was that the tax cuts would go to the middle class, not the wealthy. But Bloomberg reported that households earning upwards of $1 million a year stand to see an average cut of $58,000, far more than anyone in the middle class would get. However, remain calm, because my longtime tax whisperer, CPA Don DeSantis, who I contacted at a tax conference where he's been attending those always captivating CPA seminars, says the millionaire payoff is likely to change. Why?
Because I don't think that anybody wants to end up with a tax bill that says, well, you're going to get a $58,000 cut, but you folks over here are going to get a $2,000 cut.
Right. The president also promised this would help families, and I suppose this provision would qualify.
For divorce decrees starting, I think, 2018 or afterwards, no deduction for alimony paid.
Might keep a few marriages together. But of course, what we're all really looking forward to is the postcard simplicity, which will streamline the rules, strip away complex tax breaks, and force accountants, like Don, into early retirement. Although, for some reason, when I mentioned that to Don, he started chuckling.
Someone made the joke here that if even half of this comes about, someone called it the Accountants Full Employment Act.
And people said this wouldn't create jobs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.